ABC Radio Australia.
Are the solemn hymns marking the final return of one of their own. Some 180 years after he was taken, the remains of Fijian chief Rovindovi returned to his ancestral land in Rewa province. Accused of killing a group of American traders in 1840, Rovindovi was arrested, convicted and taken to the US, where he died months after arriving. His skull was kept at the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C., and his remains were buried at a naval cemetery. But over the weekend, the traditional protocols were carried out as Rovindovi's remains returned home. So joining us this morning for more on this story is Dr. Teresi Vundilo, an anthropologist and museum specialist. She is an assistant professor at the California State University in Los Angeles. With that, I say yandara vinaka, Teresi. Yeah, thank you for joining us. Teresi, what was your reaction when watching this event, especially when it was being live streamed over the weekend?
Yes, it's been a long time coming because we have been, you know, waiting for this occasion to happen for a couple of decades. And it was kind of a happy occasion, particularly for the family and also for Fiji.
Yeah. I mean, again, what was the actual significance of the event? You know, like, why was it so important for the people of Rewa?
I think it's, reminding the people of Rewa on, you know, the important role that they played during the colonial days, and they've always been in the forefront, in the protection of our indigenous rights, and also the resistance that was played out in the early 1800s, was very powerful on lots of levels, and in many times as Itoke people, we often don't talk about, you know, what our ancestors did back then. Mm. So what actually happened was, it's a reminder that our people were not easy to, be pushed around, or to be bossed around or to be bullied. You know, there were chiefs who stood their ground against any, outside external forces. And Rovindovi was an example of that.
Yeah. I mean, and that's it, Teresi. You know, how important was the Rovindovi to Fijian history? You know, like, given that, he came to prominence at the time of first contact, really, right, between Fijians and colonial powers.
Absolutely, because he belonged to the Wubale, or the family of the Rokotindo Keti, which is, a paramount family in the province of Rewa. And Rewa, up until today, still play a very important role on a Vanua level, but also on the political level for the whole nation. And, having Rovindovi, leave Fiji, to be exiled and then coming back home, especially at this time, in this very, political, uncertainty for the country, it is, a very welcoming event, because to remind us as indigenous people of Fiji, that we did play a very important role back then during the colonial days, and we still do play a very important role in this time, particularly the Confederacy of Muramasang.
Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is, there's still great debate about his crime, isn't there? Like, whether he was innocent or not over the crime. Is that still the case today?
I think the debate will, continue on. But from, my perspective as an Indigenous Itauke, there's always two sides to a story. He'll be, looked upon as, as a criminal or whatever word that a non-Itauke would like to place upon someone else. But for us as a people, he's, from my perspective, he's a hero. He's someone that, stood there and took all the blame. And for me, seeing him, and reading about him and seeing what happened back then and seeing how he put his hand up, and said, take me. It's me who is responsible for everything that happened. Mm. It just shows his quality of a leader. And I think our younger generation of today, for Fiji, we need to learn more about him. And his story needs to be included in the educational curriculum so that his stories are not forgotten.
Mm. Tarisi, let's talk about, this repatriation now. Like, how long do you think it took to actually, get that permission and to arrange to repatriate his remains?
Yes, in 2012, when I first started my PhD journey at the University of Auckland in New Zealand, I had the privilege of attending the Festival of Civic Arts in Honiara in the Solomon Islands. And I was very fortunate to be sitting next to the late Adrienne Kepler. She's a well-known, curator and ethnologist. And during our conversation in Honiara, I still remember it like it was yesterday. We were talking about Rovin Dovi. And she knew that I was doing my PhD and my topic was on repatriation. So she looked right straight to me and she said, "I think you're the one who's going to work hard and bring Rovin Dovi home." Mm. And it was like a prophecy, if I can say that word. Mm. And so I kept that challenge within me. And when my journey of doing my PhD started, I went to my PhD supervisor, who's Professor Stephen Ratuva at the University of Canterbury now, but he was in Auckland back then. I talked about Rovin Dovi and I said, "I want to include him in my thesis." And he said, "No, don't include him because he's talking about human remains. You should only talk about cultural artifacts." Anyway, I pushed my way in as I would and as I could, and I ended up including his story in my thesis, for your information, because I felt, and I still remember that challenge by Adrian Kepler. Wow. Anyway, fast forward to 2024, last year, I was invited by the Smithsonian Museum to be one of the fellows at their CIMA fellowship that they hold every year. And I would like to acknowledge publicly the director of CIMA, Dr. Joshua Bell. And for your information, I've been wanting to attend this fellowship for a number of years and I always get declined. So I lost hope. Mm. But last year, I was invited. And I asked him, "What would you like me to do?" And he said, "Would you be able to study about Rovin Dovi and include him in your study?" And I said, "Of course I will. I'd love to." So I spent a month in Washington, D.C., reading up about him and the Wilkes expedition. And we were able eventually to see him, his remains. I have to say that the stars were aligned, because I knew from 2012 when I was talking to Adrian Kepler, and in between, there were discussions of repatriation, but it often comes up and then it dissipates. It comes up and then nobody wants to take it on, until I came into the picture last year. Mm. And I was there for a month. And fortunately, if I would say that word, I finally found out through Mr. Sudhu, Mr. and Mrs. Sudhu, who live in Washington, that the Fiji ambassador just arrived into the country, into the U.S. And did you know that the Smithsonian Museum has a rule that for ancestral remains, that only the direct lineage can access the collection? If you don't have direct lineage, you will never view or see them.
Wow.
And because I wasn't a direct, direct line person, I was not able to view the collection or to see him. Fortunately, through the dinner that was arranged for me, I found out that the ambassador just arrived into the United States. And so I was able to make an appointment with him. This was in July of last year. And I met him and I explained to him, "That's why I'm here." And we were able to visit Rovin Dovi because the ambassador for your information, is a direct descendant of Rovin Dovey.
What an achievement.
And just the timing, just the timing. And so to cut the long story short, it only took from July last year to this December, last weekend, that the repatriation was able to take place.
Mm.
And I wanted to acknowledge the ambassador, Mr. Yelisoni Wunderkete, and his team in Washington, D.C., and the staff of the Smithsonian Museum for making the whole smooth operation of the repatriation to take place.
Beautiful. Tarisi, we've got about 2 minutes left. I just want to ask, though, do you know if there's any more remains of Fijians out there that may need to be returned home? And do you think now what has happened because of this situation, that international museums will be more open to returning remains back to their homeland?
Absolutely. So the answer is yes. There are ancestral remains of Fijian heritage in international museums. Even when I was in Germany in 2022, I was told that there are remains there, and also here in the United States. And so, yes, I'm sure with the repatriation of Rovin Dovey, it will open up doors and opportunities for museums to reach out through to the Fiji Museum and through to me, because it's my area of research as well, that I will be very happy, to facilitate any repatriation to take place.